You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, May 4th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $4,000. That's how much Amazon will pay to reimburse U.S. employees and eligible dependents who need to travel for non-life-threatening medical treatments. The treatments covered by this travel policy include abortion. Workers can get reimbursed if a medical provider for the procedure is not available within 100 miles of their home. That makes Amazon one of multiple companies that said it will help its workers who need to travel to get the procedure. On Monday night, Politico revealed a draft decision written by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito that would overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion in America. Chief Justice John Roberts has since confirmed the draft that was released was authentic, but said it doesn't represent the court's final decision. If Roe is overturned, abortion could be banned in as many as 26 states. Other companies with similar policies to Amazon's include Citigroup and Yelp. The next number up is 15%. That's roughly how much shares of Western Digital were up in trading on Tuesday, thanks to a push from an activist investor for the company to split. Elliott Investment Management called on the chipmaker to separate its businesses that focus on flash and hard disk drives. Elliott offered the company $1 billion to facilitate the spinoff. According to Elliott, Western Digital's board didn't live up to its promises vis-a-vis the company's 2016 merger with SanDisk. Before Tuesday's surge, Western Digital's stock price had fallen nearly 24% over the past year, outpacing the losses at competitor Seagate and across the S&P 500 index. Tuesday's rally represented the second largest single-day gain on record. Our last number is 42%. That's the percentage of COVID fatalities in January and February that occurred with vaccinated people. The statistic underscores the risk posed by the more contagious Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Comparatively, only 23% of people who died from COVID in September were vaccinated. That was when the Delta variant was still dominant. Public health experts believe the rise in fatalities among vaccinated patients is linked to how vaccine protection is waning over time. The vast majority of people who died during the Omicron outbreak were ages 75 and older. While the vaccines may not be as effective at preventing infection with the newer variants that are circulating, experts stress that unvaccinated people remain at a much higher risk and are more likely to die if they get sick. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, May 4th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.